Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This piece was published on the 10th of May, 2021, and is entitled Hydrofoiling. Now, before I leap in, I should note that this one got picked up on Hacker News, Y Combinator, and went a little bit viral. And then one of the vendors described here waded into the discussion there. So if you read this, you might want to read that. The easy way to find it is to go visit my Twitter stream where I link to the Y Combinator discussion. Anyhow, hydrofoiling. I was standing on a floating dock on a Pacific Ocean inlet, a place where it's obvious why motorboats are such an environmental disaster. Fortunately, lots of other people have noticed too, and it looks increasingly that more people will be able to enjoy messing about in boats without feeling like they're making Greta Thunberg justifiably angry at them. This piece got kind of long. Spoiler, I'm here mostly to talk about electric hydrofoil boats from Candela in Sweden, which look like a genuinely new thing in the world. But I do spend a lot of words setting up separately the electric boat and hydrofoil propositions, which you can, if you're reading this rather than listening to it, skip over if you'd like. I don't know how to do a skip ahead button in the audio podcast. Background. Last year, I wrote about personal decarbonization, that's a link, noting that our family works reasonably hard at reducing our carbon load, with the exception being that we still have a powerboat that burns an absurd amount of fuel, fossil fuel, for each kilometer of the ocean that you cross. Electric boats. Separately, back in 2019, I wrote, link, a little survey of electric boat options. My conclusion was that it shouldn't be too long before they're attractive for the tugboat flavor of pleasure boats, which is perfectly okay unless you want to cover some distance and get there fast. There's been quite a bit of action in the electric boat space. Here are some companies, and this is a bunch of links. Vision Marine Technologies, formerly the Canadian Electric Boat Company, Rand Boats, Green Line Yachts, Zin Boats, that's Z-I-N, and then here's Electrek's Electric Boat Articles. Electrek being a site devoted mostly to electric cars, but, you know, zero carbon stuff generally. If you like boats at all, there'll be pictures and videos in that collection that you'll enjoy. A lot of these are interesting, but near as I can tell, none of them come close to combining the comfort, capacity, speed, and range that my family's current Jano NC N795 does. But in the wake of Tesla, enough people are getting interested in this problem that it's a space to watch. That float. Here's a picture of the float that I mentioned above, and the boat. I was sitting down there on a lawn chair, enjoying the view, good company, and an adult beverage. And here's a picture which shows a dock that we have at our cabin, and it's got a fixed portion of the dock, and then a little floating thing, and a ramp with wheels on the bottom that links them. And the reason you need that is that there's tide. This is the Pacific Ocean, and it floats up and down. Very pretty picture. What I noticed was that every time a motorboat went by, the wake really shook us up on the float. That float is a big honking chunk of wood, something like 10 feet by 20 feet, and those powerboat wakes toss it around like a toy. Which is to say, moving a boat of any size along at any speed throws a whole lot of water around. My impression is that most of the energy emitted by the burning fossil fuel goes into pushing water sideways rather than fiberglass forward. Let me quote from that electric boats piece. There are two classes of recreational motorboat. Those that go fast by planing, that's a link, and those that cruise at hull speed, under the link, which is much slower and smoother. But both of those processes involve pushing a lot of water sideways. And it turns out that my assertion is just wrong because there's a third approach, the hydrofoil, which is a link to the Wikipedia discussion of that. It's not exactly a new idea either. The first patent was filed in 1869, and while they're not common, you do see them around. In fact, here's a picture of one I took in Hong Kong Harbor of the fast ferry that takes high rollers over to the casinos in Macau. And if it looks a little odd, which you can't see it, but the caption says, if it looks a little odd, that's because I took it in 1994 with a film camera. Hydrofoil sailing boats are a thing, including the AC-75 design that was used in the most recent America's Cup, probably the world's highest profile sailing race. These things are fast, coming close to 100 kilometers an hour, and I strongly recommend a video report I link to here about being on these things and what it's like. Then there's the Vestas Sail Rocket 2, a link, which currently holds the world record for the highest sustained speed over 500 meters, 66.45 knots, which is 121.21 kilometers an hour. There's a nice write-up in Wired magazine that I linked to. Also, check out the Persico 69F, something like the A75, only anybody can buy one. Here's a story in Sailing World, that's a link, that has a lot of flavor. Hydrofoil plus electrons equals candela. I guess it's pretty obvious where I've been heading. What about an electric hydrofoil motorboat? It turns out that there's an outfit called Candela, which is building exactly such a thing near Stockholm in Sweden. Their first boat is called the C7. I reached out and got into an email dialogue with Alexander Siffert, their chief revenue officer. It's remarkably easy to strike up such a conversation when you open with, "I'm a boater and an environmentalist and well off." The idea is that you make an extremely light hull out of carbon fiber, give it an electrical drivetrain, and put it on a software-controlled hydrofoils that lift the hull out of the water and adjust continuously to waves and currents to give you a smooth, silent, fast ride. They claim that the foils experience only a quarter of the water drag compared to any conventional hull going fast. The typical cruising speed is 20 knots or 37 kilometers an hour. So with a 40 kilowatt battery pack like that in an BMW i3, they get over 90 kilometers of range at cruising speed, which, for example, would get to my cabin and back just fine. Obviously, there's vastly less wake, and once you're out at sea, the operating cost is rounding error compared to what you pay to fill up the average motorboat's huge fuel tank. Also, experience from the electric car world suggests that the service costs on a setup like this should be a lot less over the years. All this on top of the fact that your carbon load is slashed dramatically, more if your local electricity is green, but still a lot. I also appreciate the low wake and silence. At our cabin, overpowered marine engines going too fast, too close to shore are a real quality of life issue. The Candela website is super ultra glossy and not terribly information dense. Soak up some of the eye candy, then jump to the FAQ. There are terrific videos. The one that most spoke to me was this linked of a C7 and a conventional motorboat running side by side in rough water, which we experience a lot of up here in the Pacific Northwest. Here, another link, we have a famous powerboat racer, yeah, there are such people, taking a C7 out for a spin. And here, another link, we have a C7 cruising along beside one of those insanely fast hydrofoil sailboats from Persico. And that's a really cool video. I'm seriously wondering if this is the future of recreational boating, motorboating. Would I get one? Well, it's a good thing the C7 doesn't use much fuel, because it's really freaking expensive, like three times the price of my nice little Jano. Which should not be surprising in a product that is built out of carbon fiber, by hand, serially, they say, in a nice neighborhood near Stockholm. In any case, I wouldn't buy the C7 model because it's built for joyriding and sunbathing, and we use our boat for commuting to the cabin and as Tim's office. Mr. Sifford agreed, suggesting they might have something more suitable in the pipeline, and wondered if I'd like to sign an NDA. I declined, no point hearing about something I can't buy or write about right now. Separately, I note, they're also working on a municipal ferry product, which it turned up in that Hacker News thing I was talking about. The city of Stockholm has already paid for a sample of one. I'll take a close look when the product Mr. Sifford hinted comes out, but at that price point, I'll need to try it out. I gather Candela is happy to give you a sea trial if you're willing to visit Stockholm, which actually doesn't sound terrible. Independent testimony would be nice too, which is a problem, as I noted in my Jano review. That's a link to my review of that Jano 795, our current family boat that I mentioned earlier. I explained the problem, which is why I posted the review, which is that boats are a small market with a tight-knit community, and truly impartial product evaluations by experts are hard to come by. Futures. The core ideas behind the Candela C7 aren't that complicated. Electric powertrain, battery, hydrofoils, software trim control. Because of electric cars, there's a lot of battery and electrical engine expertise around. Hydrofoils aren't a new technology either. So maybe getting the software right is the crucial secret sauce? Thing is, as a citizen of the planet, I'd like to see the roads full of electric cars, and that's definitely going to happen, and the waterways full of boats that look like what Candela is building, which won't happen at the current price point, but I'm not convinced that can't be driven down to what the boating world sees as a mass market level. I have no way to know whether that will happen, but I sure hope so. That's all, folks.